There's an outfit in Washington, D.C. that delivers some 6,000 meals a day. Now, it's not the Pentagon. In fact, it's nothing to do with the government. These meals are produced by a nonprofit, D.C. Central Kitchen. And the meals go to people in need and to district public schools. The kitchen does that and a great deal more. Well, Mike Curtin is CEO of D.C. Central Kitchen. Mike, welcome.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you for having me.
Well, Mike, what exactly does D.C. Central Kitchen do?
Well, you mentioned the meals, and that's a lot of what people know us for.
Right.
But in addition to that, and really at the heart of what we're doing, is our culinary job training program for men and women coming out of prison, in recovery from addiction, homeless, chronically unemployed. So we put them in a place where they have an opportunity to break that cycle of homelessness, hunger, and poverty on their own.
So essentially, it's training them to cook? Is that the idea?
Right. Well, we realize that one of the wonderful things about the hospitality business is there are always jobs there. And it's probably one of the only businesses still existing where you can start at the very bottom and end up at the very top if you're willing to put in the hard work and the effort.
Uh-huh.
And so we're taking folks that have faced unimaginable obstacles, sadly many of them they're by their own doing, but have come to a point in their lives when they want a change, they want to live self-sufficiency, they want to be back with their families, they want to be part of the community. And this is a great avenue for us to do that.
And then you have a program where you're working with the public school system and doing lunch?
Right. In addition to running the social service programs, we do between $4.5 and $5 million a year in business, hospitality business, social enterprise, with a focus on the community, starting years ago with catering and now evolving into school food, where we are producing about 4,000 meals just for schools a day, scratch-cooked, locally sourced, again, using graduates of our program, providing healthy, fresh, nutritious foods for students in the D.C. area.
Wait a minute. You're supplying public schools with healthy, locally sourced food under the budget that's allowed for school lunch by the government?
We are close. The district enacted legislation on top of the federal school lunch legislation this year, which provided for a little bit extra money above the federal subsidy.
Uh-huh.
We're still close. The federal number is roughly $2.80. If we could get a bit over $3 and some change, is really where we need to be, and I think we would like to see us as a country. Again, all the food we're using nothing frozen, nothing processed, nothing out of a box. It's about 40% of the product, produce, dairy, and protein is local, and it's all scratch cooked.
All right, but wait a minute. How do you pull this off?
Well, you know, the kitchen has been doing things for 23 years that people didn't think we could do, or when we proposed them originally, when Robert Egger proposed the kitchen 23 years ago, people just thought it was insane. The idea of using food that was going to be thrown away, using people that had been marginalized or thrown away, using kitchens that weren't being used to create this model of social change, people thought he was nuts. And so that's been the inspiration for us for many, many years. And when we started doing this, you know, this is possible. And one of the outlets that we've used, Lynn, is working directly with farmers and growers and saying, look, what about the produce that for aesthetic, geometric, or distribution reasons, you can't get off of your farm? Stuff that is perfectly good, it might be too big or too small, maybe funny looking, or they don't have the distribution mechanisms to get stuff out of, say, the Shenandoah Valley. But if we bring our trucks there and pay a reasonable price for this food, it's abundant. And farmers have wanted to be in this business with us, and so in essence, we've created our own commodity market using local products so we could get it into these systems at a reasonable price.
So essentially, it sounds like you're running a nonprofit charitable organization the way you would run a business.
Exactly. And you know, we say this often that we're a $10 million business. The product that we sell happens to be empowerment, but it is indeed a business.
Huh.
And we need to think that way in order to provide the services that we do. And our hope is that as we continue to do these kinds of programs and show that they can be successful, that businesses then in turn may start to think a little bit more like a nonprofit, So if we can get these two ends of the spectrum sort of pushed together in the middle and blur this line of .org versus .com or for-profit versus nonprofit, we can all come out with better results.
Well, Mike, thanks for talking with us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you, Lynn.
Mike Curtin is CEO of DC Central Kitchen. Now, for more information, go to the website, splendidtable.org.